Last night I spoke to Richard Branson and asked him how he would sum up Nelson Mandela as a leader.
Look, he was an extraordinary everything, but he was also an extraordinary leader. I remember, being with him on when a statue was being put up for Stephen Biko, and he'd gathered together all the other leaders around him. He made an incredible sort of unifying speech, so he was when he was president, he was the wily politician, obviously after he'd stepped down as being president, he spoke out on so many of the issues of this world and devoted his time to trying to deal not just with South Africa's problems, but a lot of global issues as well.
What did you most admire him for, Richard?
Most definitely his acts of forgiveness. He and Archbishop Tutu, in setting up the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, and saying to the people who'd done such terrible things to the black people of South Africa, look, we will forgive you if you come and apologize to the relatives. That was just extraordinary, and it avoided a really horrendous civil war, in South Africa, and it unified the country. And I think the other thing, that I have enormous respect for him for is that he wanted his work to continue after he'd gone. He didn't want to just be remembered for what he'd done during his lifetime, he set up an organization called the Elders. He called together the 12 men and women in the world that he felt had the highest moral authority, the people he respected the most. I mean, people like Archbishop Tutu, Kofi Annan, Mary Robinson, President Carter from America, and so on. And he asked them if they could continue to get out there in the world, speak out on issues, on global issues that they felt strongly about, and to try to resolve conflicts, and to do it in his name. And I think one of the elders, Gracia Michelle, his wonderful wife, will now be able to spend more time with the elders, because obviously the last 3 years she's been sitting at the bedside of Nelson Mandela.